Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Kirsten Hunter, and today I thought we'd talk about state of flow and parenting, particularly teenagers. So state of flow, super quick, it is about finding activities where you're doing something where you are growing and you are learning and you are expanding. So the reason we do state of flow activities is because we are filled with contentment. It is incredibly good for our mental health, and we get a lot of energy from it. So it's optimal psychological well-being is state of flow. So it's incredibly important. And if you're not in a state of flow in the different in your work or in different things you're doing for leisure, then that means that you're not recharging and that you're more likely to get depressed, quite simply. So it's not good. So with state of flow, you've got to do something where you are extending yourself and you're learning, you're building, you're creating. It could be that you're learning about something you really enjoy, you're building something new, you're becoming better at a sport, you're socializing with friends and you're practicing socializing with them, which is reading their face, working out how to coordinate, you know, what you're going to be doing with your time, how to problem solve situations when you're out together. So there's lots of different ways of tapping into state of flow, but basically you have to be learning. Poor state of flow is if you're just watching TV and it's not expanding you, or if you're just gaming and you're not actively learning about, I know, some skill set in there or something like that. So basically if you're on sort of a mouse wheel, it's not a good thing. So with our children, with our teenagers, there's research on this, and there's teenagers that are high flow and teenagers that are low flow, would you believe? So high flow are teenagers that have hobbies, that have sports, that have jobs, that get out of the house. They're really kind of got a very expanding world. They're very active. They're out there. Low flow are kids that spend a lot of time on technology, a lot of time on TV, a lot of time in their rooms. Now, kids who are high flow, they are jealous of the low flow kids, interestingly. But what we find is that over time, the high flow kids have got dramatically better mental health, and they also launch much more into their life with regard to continuing to extend themselves and expand and have more confidence getting out into the world. Low flow kids who are more in technology, TV, in their rooms, higher rate of depression, low self-esteem, confidence, and less likely to go out and extend their world. So basically with parents, get them active, get them into hobbies, get them into interests, get them curious, and get them into a good debate. But basically this is what's really important, and we can really lose touch with this because there's so much technology that we use. But if you're learning, you're okay. If you're not learning, if you're on repeat, you're in danger. So everyone, check out your state of flow. If you want to catch me online, my website is kirstenhunterauthor.com, and Facebook and Instagram, Kirsten Hunter Author, Twitter, Kirsten Hunter AU. All right, guys, take care. Bye-bye.